Good morning to all of you, and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come before you on today with our daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Friday, we are bringing to you on this morning our spiritual guidance, prayer, and decree supplication. This is a new day with Christ. We thank our beloved presence for this glorious day in which we are truly grateful for. We honor the heavenly host of light on the fourth ray band of light, who wants so lovingly to bring to the planet their radiance of the ascension. And preparing our four lower bodies of man and woman, and aligning us with the attunement of the physical body, that is our emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical body of each one, wherein we start to care about the things that we eat in our system, right? We begin to care about what is healthy for us mentally. We begin to care about the relationships we are involved in emotionally. And we begin to direct our path to a healthy choice for us. What is good for our well-being? So we can see here that in the realm of light, where our physical body is being worked on, our mental body is being worked on, and our emotional world is being worked on, we can be assured of all of these because we care about ourselves and the one true light that is over us is the mighty I Am presence, God presence, is working a mighty work in our lives. And God presence will begin to direct our path to healthy choices for us. What is good for our well-being? So you will begin to see the changes in your life unfolding because the relationships with people will start to straighten out and align in a much more healthier state for you. The foods you eat will not be a factor any longer because it will be healthier choices for you. You will begin a regimen of exercises. You will begin to care about the way you look. All will be healthy in your world. That is when you know that the fourth ray legions of mighty light are operating within your body system. They are getting you prepared for the ascension while on earth. Your ascension is your choice to remain here on this blessed planet or make the transition into higher planes of light once you have been solely purified and aligned in your stage of development with the masters of light and have met all of your initiations of this life. You each are developing and growing every single day. It took me over 30 years to get here. This didn't just happen for me. I didn't just start a podcast with no training. No. Or educate myself in advancement behind it, right? No. I have been steadily advancing my awareness of self-mastery for many years, many seasons that I had to go through. I have gone through my initiations, because on each level, the first ray is the blessed Master Chohan El Moria. All the heavenly hosts on that band of light of the blue ray, Archangel Michael and Elohim Hercules, are trying to get you prepared in the realm of the God qualities and virtues of perfection, faith, the will of God, and protection over you, your loved ones, and your family. The entire world is what the God qualities on that ray help us with. Perfecting ourselves. The second ray is the illumination of the mind, body, soul, and spirit of you. Illuminating in the realm of wisdom, education, perception, all of that. The third ray deals with love, the God qualities of love, adoration, and devotion. The fourth ray, which we are talking about on today, deals with the four lower body systems. That's our mental, emotional, physical, and etheric bodies of man and woman, aligning us up in order for us to make the ascension into the light. Because we are always perfecting ourselves, because the three higher bodies of man and woman, like I explained to you before, is the electronic body, which is our I Am presence, that sits at 9 feet in diameter above us. It is the causal body and the Holy Christ self. And so all of that is perfection. And in the realm of perfection, what we on earth have to do is to align all of that up in order for us to make the ascension. So our emotional, mental, physical, and etheric bodies must be aligned and attuned with the alignment of those three higher bodies in order for us to gain the ascension while on earth, so that we are assured that goal of life in the heavenly realm. And what is it going to take to get us there? Our energy centers must be so purified. Yes, our energy centers must be purified. The fourth ray deals with pure, I'm getting myself worked up. The fourth ray deals with purification also, the sanctification of everything, and being so pure in those energy centers, that is the chakra centers. We each have seven chakra centers, right? And so all of our chakras cannot have anything to taint it. Our chakra centers must be purified. How do we do it? We must speak to the chakra centers to allow for the purification to take place in each chakra. We have to have spoken word over our lives. We are dealing with the fourth ray band of light, where the alignment is necessary in order for us to make change. And so the fourth ray deal with aligning all of the four lower body systems to align with that which is our three higher bodies of man and woman. All right. And then the fifth ray, which is our beloved Hilarion, working in conjunction with Archangel Raphael, the Blessed Mother Mary, to get us straight with healing, truth, consecration, and the supply of God of 1,000 suns. And then the sixth ray deals with our peace, if you will, the resurrection, the recovery, the resurrecting all of that, the revitalization of man and woman, and through the ministration that we each have to go out to work every day, our service work for mankind, and dealing with also the nurturing aspect of that. So ministration, and service work is what we're doing on that six ray band of light, resurrecting all back into a much more healthier state of being. If we fall short, we must go to the six ray legions of mighty light and the realms of resurrecting ourselves. And the seventh ray deals with our blessed Master Chohan Saint Germain, who embodied as Father Joseph on this earthly plane, who was Jesus's father, Mother Mary's husband. So Saint Germain brings to the planet him, Archangel Zachiel, and Holy Amethyst. They bring to the planet, they offer the planet the transmutation. That is the alchemy of the change that you see going on in this earthly plane, you know, the construct of Mother Earth, as the earth is changing and aligning up to be able to make that ascension. We each individually are making changes within our realm, our body system, in order for us to make the ascension. And the God qualities on that ray are the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God, the transfiguration, transmutation of God, All of those are different changes that we are assured. And then we have to go back in the resurrecting of ourselves to make sure that everything is okay in order for us to make that ascension into the light. So I've gave you some cool tools to work with and within your body system, because we must understand how important this scheme of life is, and then to line that up with the toning of our body system. We have to be in attunement. So what does that mean? The frequencies must be there. And if you want to go to YouTube and start lining yourselves up with the body of man and woman, the frequencies that I would suggest that you start on is the delta waves. We have delta, beta, theta, alpha frequencies. There's more to that too. But you know how I say the God language, om, at the end of my presentations? It's the alignment, and we have to start to understand that within our intimacy of spirit, spirit brings such an overwhelming abundance of life that in the African American community, we should be so used to attuning ourselves with that which is spirit, intimately so, through the musical tones of our entire body system, wherein we are so used to singing, especially the woman of the household. We are so used to singing and attuning ourselves with spirituals, you know, and that's the gospels of song. You can hear me in my household just humming all the time. Why? Because that is aligning me up with spirit, walking through the house as I make those tones all the time. And so my grandmother would hum, my mother would hum, and so I guess it's habit. And they would go through the house, sweeping through the house, all of that which is love, attuning the melodies of a song, you know. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus, you know, just to take him at his word. Those songs, the old songs of old, the old hymns, you know. And so aligning our body system up through song is so intimate to spirit. And so we must start to do that in the elevating of ourselves. And when I talk about the ascension, you will find that each one is ascending every single day. Whether we are on earth still living and we've made the qualifications of life, which is our initiations, we've met all of our qualifications of life in the realm of the initiations that the masters have laid before us. You know, we've met on the first ray, the initiations, the second ray, you know, the first, I think it's 6 to 7 initiations. Going into the 8th initiation is something else. But, you know, there's 52 to 53 levels to God. And we down here with 1. Trying to learn what, 7, 7 or 8. So you guys got to understand how magnificent this whole entire construct is. I have taken enough time in the introduction to just bring you some gifts of life, some tools of wisdom. A lot of you probably are not aware of some of this, but just know, to go to my website, Destiny the Open Door / articles, www.destinytheopendoorit'sonword.com/articles to learn about the ascension, to learn about purifying yourselves, to learn about the fourth ray, because the fourth ray deals with our master, Serapis Bey, you know, and he, along with Archangel Gabriel, are lining us up in order for us to meet the light, you know, in our four lower body systems of man and woman is all glowing light, building that up. Your light could be very dim right now because the woes of life have just taken you on some journey of the darkness, you know? But as you intimately go in grace and listen to these podcasts, you will start to see in the podcasts what we're working on every day is the first ray, the second ray, the third ray, the fourth ray, the fifth ray, the sixth ray, and the seventh ray to get us prepared in harmony and balance in order for us to attain that which is the ascension while on earth. And you will be so guided through these steps, these phases and stages. I don't know what level you may be on in life. You could be at the final stage, you know, but whatever it is, you're not just walking through life and you don't know anything. No, you've probably been on your initiations the whole entire time. And this, listening to me, may be your final level to the grade that you need to make, which is that attainment. Hallelujah. And I would be so happy if that is what it is, because goodness, look at all of life. And like I said, it's been all of my life. I'm in my 50s now, and all of this is just, you know, the lessons that we learn in the classroom of life. And so let us get started with our short preamble. I have taken up a lot of time. In the name of our beloved mighty, I am presence. Higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light. The Master Chohan Serapis Bey, Archangel Gabriel, Archei Hope, Elohim Purity, and Lady Compliment, Astrea. Beloved Jesus, Archangel Michael, protect us in the purity and the ascension. Protect us now. Archangel Uriel, still us in the quiet of our minds, in the stillness of the hour, as we enter into that moment of silence with presence, Elohim Peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the temple of the ascension. Come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come. And raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing, and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And our acknowledgement of our I Am Presence is, please state out loud or to yourself the acknowledgement of the mighty I Am Presence. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence. I am the pure Christ. I am its presence and full command. And the mighty I Am presence sustains and expands itself in conscious and conscious cosmic victory forever. I demand the opportunity from my presence. Come into me. Come into me. Come in to me. I demand the hand of my presence. Make the opportunity for me and open wide the door by which this can be done as the ascended masters or the presence desires to do it. Make the opportunity now for me. Make the opportunity for me now. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. Now let us issue this command. In the name of my mighty, beloved I Am presence, you are the governing intelligence of me. In my world, therefore, whatever this appearance is, it has no power. It has no power. It has no power over me. Take command and produce your perfection here. Take command and produce your perfection here. Take command and produce your perfection here. In the human form shall be humble and obedient before thy great light. No longer shall I allow my intellect to feel dominion. No longer shall it deprive me of your power flowing through to govern my world and hold its dominion. Hold its dominion. Hold its dominion. Here forever. And our prelude for today is coming out of the complete Ascension Manual How to Achieve Ascension in This Lifetime by Dr. Joshua Stone, page 10. He states, in the pre-Lemurian history, there were two great avatars that came in these early pre-Lemurian times. The first avatar focused on the earth, an energy of spiritual attunement. He came forth as a scientist through a highly developed civilization. His message was to blend the scientific and the spiritual understandings. Humanity didn't accept his message at this time, before pre-Lemurian times. They weren't ready for it, so this great teacher left. He has since returned into that full-fledged co-creator state. Another great avatar was sent to Earth at a later pre-Lemurian time. He was a very tall man, and he was fond of wearing a silver robe. He was the first great teacher that really made an impact on the earth. His name was Lo Chi, and Lo Chi anchored courage, wisdom, and love in their beginning state and stages. He took a war-torn civilization and began to build a spiritual community and temples all over the land. At the end of his reign, a mass ascension took place. The next great teacher that came changed his approach and stressed the emotional qualities and occupations rather than the scientific as the first avatar had. Some of the greatest art was produced. However, the scientific side of the society at that time began to shut down. In a sense, a pendulum swing took place from a more masculine to a more feminine-based society. Great strides were made in art, music, and dance, but the mental creativity and potency was not there because of this pendulum swing. This began to change over a long period of time and became more balanced, and another mass ascension took place. The Master Vawimus has called these two previous mass ascensions a period of spiritual harvesting. He says that we are again approaching a harvesting time in this century. This has to do with the planetary logos. Sanat Kumara, in his cosmic evolution, has reached another plateau. Each time he reaches one of these plateaus, it is time for harvesting of souls or mass ascension. We are currently completing a 6,000, a 12,000, and a 36,000 year cycle. So 6, 12, and 36, those are key numbers in this cycle. Each time more than one cycle comes together, that period is extremely important. We are in that period now. This harvesting window is approximately 100 years. The end of this 100-year cycle is from 1995 to the year 2000. The closer to the end of this 100-year cycle, the greater the harvesting. To be incarnated at this time in history is a very great opportunity. So the 1995 to the year 2000 time frame was the 100-year cycle. But as you can see, we are now in year 2023, and we all are aligning to not the, there's two different types of calendars that we as a society are using. And I think the Gregorian calendar is what we need to base our Christian and also our, you know, our religious cycles off of, because it is in that that predates and supplicates for us that divine time. And we are in 2023, so everything that you see that is happening, the mass consciousness of man, there were millions who lost their lives in this pandemic, if you will, millions. And so those who have gone to glory are the ones wherein the soul of them was a harvesting of that time. And so we are still in this process of mass ascension where it has to take place. It must take place. And the electrical wars, he goes on to say, it was also in this pre-Lemurian period that the planet Earth was attacked by another group of beings from another planet who wanted to take it over, called the Electrical Ones. Humanity began to defend itself, and this war lasted for 500 years. Earthlings eventually won this battle. The Electrical Ones were not really evil, but rather simply scientists looking for a new place to live. They came from a very great distance. This war is part of the fear of spaceships that still exists to this day. Excuse me. In the race consciousness. For these electrical ones took people and animals aboard spaceships and did painful experiments on them. A lot of our present day fixations and patterns of attack defense programming stems from this period in the Earth's history. The electrical ones were actually seeking to bring their technology of light to the planet to aid in the trip back to the source. Humanity and Earth, however, were moving towards greater material density. This was not a negative thing on the part of the Earth. The Earth was saying that we want to learn everything we can within the densest part of physicality. A truce was finally declared after 500 years of war, and many of the electrical ones left promising to return when the Earth was ready. Some stayed in specific areas given to them. The electrical ones stimulated an impatience for this downward materialistic cycle. And so we must look at these different areas of life, because we are ascending each day, like I said. Each one is ascending, and it doesn't matter what country you are in. You know, we have to learn this lesson of life while on this planet, And I am hopeful that in the initiation process of learning, some of us come into life as babies and we only have a short period to learn one lesson. Some of us, you know how some of the infants, they part this life, and maybe through sleep they have parted this life. Well, there was only one lesson that they needed to learn, whatever that was, to go out so early in life. Some of us have children in their teens that have passed in life, and they chose to exit in the time frame in which they exited because all they had to do was learn that specific lesson, and that was it. It's a couple of different initiation processes that are happening, and so by and through the grace of the Lords of Karma, you know, we are acting in our lives to maybe teach a lesson, to bring forth a lesson, to in each stage of someone's passing, we learn something. And if it's a mass passing, where a mass of a group of people left the planet, it was a lesson in that. We were devastated in the lessons of some of the ones that have had the different mass, atrocities that have happened to them, different buildings and structures that have gone down, different, trains coming off of tracks and people losing their lives. You know, it's all these different constructs. And some of these different events were fake. we are learning that too, but some of them weren't. And so when it's a massive amount of people that are passing and leaving the planet, there is a lesson in all of that. And I'm not taking away from how they died. I'm not being disrespectful to that one. I'm just trying to give you some enlightenment on the life and death cycles of man, and trying to gain that which is our goal, which is to make the ascension at the close of our embodiment. And so man must understand why he is here. He's here learning this construct of life. And the God qualities, the God virtues are in alignment and attunement with that man, that woman, in the initiation steps. And so that which is our energy centers must be aligned with the God qualities, with the God virtues that we're working on. And so that is all important in order for us to gain the ascension while on earth. It is important. And so we go on to the other side of the shore, and some of us are lethargic and we don't know what has happened to us. If we were using the sacred fire, which is the violet transmuting flame, using the ascension flame, using the blue flame, you know, the love flame, you know, all of these different flames we had access to while in life, the ascension flame, the transfiguration flame, you know, the illumination flame, all of these different flames and rays, these God qualities are important. So if we were using the sacred fire, which is the violet transmuting flame, to erase all wrong desires, all wrong thoughts that we have, every word we speak, every action we do that is wrong, and while on earth we were using these tools of life, while we go on to the other side of the shore, the other side of the veil in glory, and we're all lethargic over stuff and don't know why, you know, the whys of everything. We were supposed to learn these lessons of life. And I don't know why I'm taking this much time out on this subject. but I'm speaking to someone out there today that needs to hear this. Start utilizing these flames of life while on this planet, because it will help you in attaining and meeting the ascension process. How do we use the violet transmuting flame? In our decree sessions, we talk about the violet flame all the time. And we must still ourselves. We must visualize the violet flame going into our body system. We must bring forth the I am presence firstly, then visualize this violet flame going into action within our body system. And as it is lighting the path in our body system, we are asking it to do a mighty work in our lives. We are asking for it because the decrees, when we issue these decrees, we're issuing up the spoken word over our lives. And so the I Am Decree Book 1 from the Saint Germain Press Foundation, you must order that, because in that has all of the decrees of the sacred fire, which is the violet flame. And while you're going intently inside of that stillness of the hour, call forth the violet transmuting flame to penetrate your entire being and world, to magnetize and radiate out to touch someone else's life, but also for the workings in your life, in your body system. You must be assured of the violet transmuting flame working a mighty work as the I Am presence is directing it to go in, through, and all around you and about you, clearing the way, clearing the path of all that is wrong, of all the dark shadows, of all the darkness that is in and around you, all of that which is the energy centers of life. The energy centers of life being filled with darkness and all of that debris that is stuck there. And so we're asking for a clearing of that to be removed. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Sweep, sweep, sweep it out. As the violet transmuting flame goes about, you know, working on your body system. And so you must understand how vital meditation is, how vital the practice of stilling thyself is, because Jesus stilled himself plenty of times to allow for him to receive the great I Am into his realm and body. So that is that. And you know, you end it with, you know, the masters of light coming in and working on you also, if you want to go to that level of using the violet flame. And, you know, calling forth the MAP team to work a mighty work, which is the care team over you. Getting you healthy. And so our prayer for today is this. In the name of the mighty beloved I Am Presence, I am in me, anchored in my sacred temple of life. We call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this planet. It is the blessed Serapis Bey who leads us, instructs us, and directs us on the path to our ascension. We must connect to this great and mighty being on the fourth ray tier of heaven to assist us in the journey towards attaining our ascension. I ask that every recalcitrant being, that's you and I, on this blessed planet, come into the divine ascension by utilizing the ascension flame and the violet transmuting flame, which is the sacred fire over us. It must be mastered. That ascension flame must be mastered by each one of us to use. And it is the great ascension flame which surging through each one's physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies carries the energies of one's world upward into connection and contact with our own divine Christ self and the Father, Mother, God of this universe. I ask that that one who was one of the first of the avatars to this earth, who developed spiritually his gifts to help the entire planet by way of blending the scientific and the spiritual understandings of that time to begin to sweep through now the most intensified focus of this time period, those scientific and spiritual understandings, that which was brought forth then, so that we may be able to advance this generation in warp speed to combine that which is familiar to us. I ask that the second avatar, whose name was Lo Chi, that came into being to help his nation during that time of the war-torn civilization and stabilizing the region and showed us how to anchor courage, anchor wisdom, and anchor love in our hearts, and was able to build a spiritual community and temples all over the land during that time of before Lemuria and the sinking of Atlantis. These God qualities are needed in this time sequence to allow the state of all nations to come together in this reality. This reality now to form partnerships and circumvent old traditions and to foster new and innovative ways of building better communities for a better way of life for each one of us. And finally, the third avatar, enlightening the nations with change of community during that time sequence of pre-Lemuria. In the areas of emotional qualities and occupations, to operate in our emotional and feeling world, because through and by love and the purification of life will we be able to come subject to a race of people that will condition themselves for change in all areas of the four lower body system, which is the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body of man and woman, to line up with the three higher bodies of man, which is our electronic body, the I Am Presence, the Holy Christ Self, and the causal body, to allow for that seven bodies of man to be so perfected. Yes, to be so perfected. We must also line that up with the occupations of life that meet our abilities and our skill sets that we value for ourselves. Not just showing up to work, dredging the day's long task of doing something that you're not pleased with doing, but showing up on the job that the task and the assignment afforded you, leave you loving what you do, fulfilling God's plan and love, being active in that job and making people feel comfortable about their work environment, and no longer dredging a time where you were not happy about your job any longer, but that you love the job you have and the work that you are doing, that you are performing. That is coming because God is in the blessing business to align all of us with the qualities of life that are most important to us and very necessary to each one of us in our family. Alignment of the four lower bodies, aligning all of that up to be so blessed and assured that our four lower body systems is important and essential to everyone's health and well-being, and being present and taking the initiative to call forth God's presence and have a continuous relationship with presence, to know the things that your body needs and the wellness of each of you and the wellness of me. On the fourth ray band of light, we find our teacher of instruction, the Master Chohan, beloved Serapis Bay, Archangel Gabriel, Archei Hope, Elohim Purity, and Lady Compliment Estria, preparing our four lower bodies for the ascension into the light and heart of Father, Mother, God, and the Great Central Sun. We must ask these great and mighty beings to come hither to us, to allow for them to do a mighty work in the preparation of the ascension and the purification of our body systems, aligning us mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Let us soak all of that up right now as we pause to allow these great beings to just be in our space, in our realm at this time, to encapsulate us, to allow for them to be with us in the great I Am presence. Now, as you state your personal prayer, Thank you, Mighty I Am Presence, for answering this, our every call to you. Thank you, legions of light of the fourth ray and the temple of ascension. It is so done. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and World Mother, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. And our affirmation for today is simple. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day I am a focus of the great central sun. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes all of my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day I am a focus of the great central sun. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes all of my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day I am a focus of the great central sun. And our closing remarks are, please continue to issue your decrees and affirmations throughout the day. Remember that your light is one with Christ, and it knows no separation. It does not operate in division. It only knows perfection. It only knows perfection. And as you begin the process of discovery of yourself, you will be amazed as you realize your full divine potential of preparing yourself for the ascension. I thank you all who have come and spent time with me on today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings, signing off. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. The victory of the ascension, now made manifest in my world. ascending, ascending, ascending now.